From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, April 20th. A body found last night in the Waukegan Harbor has been identified as Seamus Gray, a Navy sailor who went missing last month. The 21-year-old was out celebrating St. Patrick's Day and was seen on video leaving a bar in a back alley alone. Police say the clothing on the body pulled from the water matches what Gray was wearing that night. Five students at Uplift High School are expected to recover after they were rushed to the hospital after eating marijuana gummies. One of the teens was in critical condition when first responders began treating him. Some heartfelt goodbyes were exchanged at City Hall. Wednesday was the last City Council meeting for outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Lightfoot said she wanted the focus to be on the 12 exiting aldermen. That includes the 14th Ward's Ed Burke, who's leaving office after more than a half century facing indictment on corruption charges. The City Council took the first big step to solve a problem the CBS 2 investigators have been telling you about for years, Chicagoans getting hosed by bogus water bills. Alderman Gil Villegas introduced a resolution yesterday explicitly citing CBS 2 for reporting on concerning and shocking claims of unreasonable water bills for residents who have no plumbing issues or excessive water use, and he vowed to fix the issue. It's going to be warm and windy with highs in the mid-70s. Rain chances increase this afternoon with more storms developing overnight. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.